The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you so much for joining me on this Thursday afternoon. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, at about 4:30 yesterday afternoon, gunshots rang out in a suburb of Philadelphia, which began an eight-hour-plus standoff and shootout between Philadelphia police and at least one drug dealer. Police were there to execute a drug warrant. The suspect opened fire. By the time the shots ended and the shooting went on for a long time, six Philadelphia police officers were wounded. Now, yesterday, I warned you, I warned all of us that when these things are in the heat of the news, often the reporting is inaccurate. And yesterday I reported to you that reliable news sources were saying that two of the police officers were in critical condition. Fortunately, that was not true. None of the injuries were life-threatening. And in fact, by late last night, all six of the police officers had been treated at local hospitals and released. Now, folks, that's miraculous. Six police officers wounded. Well, not all of them were wounded. A couple of them were injured in a traffic accident as they were speeding to the scene trying to assist their comrades, their other police. Anyway, six either injured or wounded, none of them with life-threatening injuries. That is wonderful, wonderful news. The standoff lasted until a little after midnight last night. When we were on the air yesterday, it was being reported that two police officers were inside the house, unable to get out. There were other hostages. The police and hostages were released. And somewhere around midnight, the suspect, the shooter, was seen leaving the house, hands in the air, in the midst of a bunch of tear gas. But anyway, it has ended. The suspect is in custody. It could have been much, much, much worse. It was a major shootout. Well over 100 rounds were fired by police and the suspect. And the fact that six were injured or wounded, and no life-threatening injuries, including the shooter. And also, yesterday, reliable news sources were reporting that there were two shooters. One was in custody, the other was not. That was not true either. You would think these news agencies would learn. Stop trying to out-scoop the other networks, the other stations, and just report the facts as you know them. Well, anyway, it is over. All of the police officers that were wounded or injured have been released from the hospital, and that is just such good news. Here is what I find unbelievably sad. Listen to this headline from this morning. Philadelphia police pelted with objects taunted during shootout. The police. Now, they're risking their lives for their community and their neighborhood. They are literally risking their lives. Six police officers were wounded or injured because they were trying to protect the citizens of this neighborhood. And yet, listen to this. Onlookers were seen taunting and throwing things at Philadelphia police Wednesday night amid a wild shootout and subsequent standoff that saw six cops wounded. Video posted shows one woman shoving a police officer making his way to the scene. Philadelphia's KYW-TV reporter Alexandria Hoff described on Twitter Wednesday night how a crowd of people boarded the blocked-off active shooter scene and harassed officers. Quote, I mentioned this at 10, and since I was harassed during that live shot, I'll mention it here as well. A major moment of disappointment this evening was watching a crowd of people taunt police officers, laughing, yelling at them, throwing things at them in the midst of the gunfire. Now, that's sad, folks. Are there bad cops? Of course there are. There are bad preachers, bad politicians. There are bad everything. But most of the police officers I've known through the years, and I've known a bunch of them, are wonderful people who are in police work because they honestly believe they're doing the right thing and they honestly want to serve their community. But we have seen, and I want to say this carefully, I want to say it cautiously, but I believe truthfully, we began to see this extreme disrespect for the police during the Obama administration. President Barack Obama was not supportive of America's police. He was not supportive of our military either. But this turn in public attitude towards police, and again, I want to say this carefully and cautiously, particularly in the black community, began in full during the Obama administration. There was a turn in those 8 years concerning the attitude towards police. Absolute lies came out from the mainstream media, and I believe officials in the Obama administration. It didn't begin, but it kind of erupted at Ferguson, Missouri. And after three separate investigations, all of them, and one of them initiated by the family of Michael Brown, the young man that was shot and killed. One of the investigations was initiated by them. A completely separate autopsy was initiated by the family. All of the investigations, all of the autopsies did not support the fact of hands up, don't shoot. Michael Brown was the aggressor. Is it tragic that he was shot? Yes, it was. But all of the investigations, all of the reports, including the Department of Justice report that was conducted under an African-American president and an African-American attorney general, said that the shooting was justified. Tragic? but justified. Michael Brown tried to get the gun of the police officer. Michael Brown was the initiator of the violence, and he ended up giving his life. And it's sad. It's terribly sad. But then the riots broke out. Again, are there bad police officers? Yes, there are. Should they be rooted out and fired and, if needed, prosecuted? Absolutely. Should racist police officers be exposed and immediately disciplined and fired? Of course they should. But this is a tragedy for America. Hundreds of police officers responding because of drug activity in their own neighborhood. And while the police are under attack, they are being fired on, an active shooter situation, the police are taunted, pelted with objects, laughed at, scorned. That is unbelievably sad. Unbelievably sad. And in these communities that have lost all respect for police, when the house is burglarized, a car is broken into, someone fears for their life, guess who is called? The police. The police. So, good news. None of the police officers were fatally wounded. None of them were seriously wounded. The suspect was not seriously wounded and is in custody and hopefully will face serious charges. But the absolute disrespect of police officers is horrible.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. When we have a mass shooting like what occurred in El Paso and in Dayton, obviously, the victims, those that are wounded, those that are tragically killed, and their family, there is a great deal of attention, and rightfully so. But there are also hidden victims as well, and that's the family of the shooter. It is very rare that there is any sympathy whatsoever to the family of the shooter. And I think that's wrong. We immediately assume that the shooter had terrible, horrible parents, and the parents are responsible and so forth. Let me remind you, I'm going through the Old Testament again, and I'm reminded that there is almost a rule of thumb in the Old Testament. Almost every good king or leader had rotten kids. Almost everyone. Samuel, the prophet. Samuel was one of the most godly men in the Old Testament. A godly man, rotten kids. David had problems with his kids. Solomon had problems with his kids. If you look through the kings of Israel, almost every good king had rotten kids. And the good king had rotten parents. And I challenge you to disprove that. There are some exceptions, but for the most part, the good people had bad kids and the good people had bad parents. And it's a bizarre thing. In the New Testament, the real Christian leaders in the New Testament, we know almost nothing about their family. We know Peter was married because he had a mother-in-law. That's all we know. Paul? Nothing. there is speculation that Paul was actually married because he was a member of the Sanhedrin. And some historians, Jewish historians, say that you couldn't be a member of the Sanhedrin unless you were married. So what happened to Paul's wife? We don't know. Did he have kids? We don't know. Timothy had a godly mother and grandmother. What about the dad? Grandfather? We don't know. Did Timothy have kids? We don't know. What about Barnabas? We don't know. And it's a strange thing. And I have some theories and thoughts, but I don't have any definitive answers to that. Why don't we know about the families of the people in the New Testament? We know almost everything about the families in the Old Testament. But here's my point. A child who does something evil does not necessarily mean they had evil parents. It's true. We have free will. And people can choose to do evil even if they have been taught not to do evil. And I bring that up because of this story. Headline, Family of Dayton Shooter Apologizes for Obituary, Remembering Him as Funny, Articulate, and Intelligent. My heart goes out to the people who lost a child, a son or a daughter, a husband or a wife in the Dayton massacre. My heart goes out to the family of the shooter. Because the parents not only lost a son that I'm sure they loved, this kid was involved in evil stuff. There's no doubt about that. He needed help. Should the parents have gotten him help? I don't know. And I am in no way going to judge those parents because I don't know. But they also lost a daughter. This kid shot his own sister intentionally. We don't know. We probably will never know. But the obituary, the family put together an obituary. Well, this is their son. He did something horrible. He did something evil. But they still loved him. And so the obituary that they put at the funeral home, a funny, articulate, and intelligent man with striking blue eyes and a kind smile, Connor Stephen Betts, age 24, passed away Sunday, August 4th, 2019. Well, that obituary caused outrage. How could you call him funny, articulate, and intelligent? He was an evil monster. Well, in response, the family posted this. Steve and Maura Bates apologized that the wording of the obituary for their son Connor was insensitive. In not acknowledging the terrible tragedy that he created, in their grief, they presented the son that they knew, which in no way reduces the horror of his last act. We are deeply sorry. My heart just aches for those parents who had to apologize for trying to find something positive to say about their son. There are no winners in this. Just no winners. And I believe that we who follow Christ should be characterized by extreme compassion and understanding for all, even the parents of a monster. All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.